I declare the Honorable Carl E. Hastie to be duly elected Speaker of the New York State Assembly.
Hastie, the first African-American speaker in the Assembly's history, gave a brief speech to the chamber. He focused on moving on from the scandal brought on the Assembly by his predecessor, Sheldon Silver. Hastie says the members have told him they want change.
And most of all, what I hear is that we must settle for nothing less than real, clear reform to make this chamber a place of pride once again.
The new speaker also addressed the issue of sexual harassment. A scandal plagued former Speaker Silver when Assemblyman Vito Lopez and others were accused multiple times of sexually harassing staff.
Whether you're a powerful member, part-time staffer, or volunteer, be a zero-tolerance policy who those engaged in sexual harassment.
The transition from Silver to Hastie was swift. Democrats had initially said they wanted a two-week period of public campaigning among multiple candidates, but Hastie worked behind the scenes to secure the support of the majority of his Assembly colleagues within a week of former Speaker Silver's arrest on corruption charges. Hastie, who until this week was the Bronx Democratic Party chair, retained the backing of the members despite a flurry of negative news stories about his campaign finances. The governor's Moreland Commission on Corruption subpoenaed Hastie's campaign bank accounts to try to determine how he spent up to $60,000 in unitemized spending, but came to no conclusions. In New York, it is not illegal to use campaign accounts for personal purposes. Hastie is also one of the top three collectors of per diem reimbursements, which legislators receive whenever they spend the day in Albany. Governor Cuomo, in a speech on ethics reform earlier in the week, did not name Hastie, but he criticized lawmakers who abuse both of those things, saying the days when officials make money on their per diems must be over.
Personal use of campaign funds has become another way to supplement income. This is wrong, and it must stop this session.
Cuomo is threatening to hold up the state budget if lawmakers don't agree to reforms. Hastie has proposed a number of changes. He says unlike former Speaker Silver, who claimed at least $650,000 a year in outside income, the Speaker's post will be his only job. And Hastie, speaking to reporters afterwards, says he'll discuss reforming the per diem system with the other Democrats. But he says enacting public campaign financing may be difficult because of the U.S. Supreme Court's Citizens United decision and other rulings permitting greater spending by independent groups.
You know, in these past elections, you had the existence of independent expenditures that really outspent, you know, the candidates that were running. So I think if, you know, if we're going to have a discussion on public financing, that has to be coupled with looking at how these independent expenditures can really hijack elections.
The newest member of the three men in a room tradition for state budget talks says he does not expect to be at a disadvantage against Governor Cuomo and the Senate leader. He says he backs increasing the minimum wage and enacting the DREAM Act for college aid for immigrants. He says he expects Governor Cuomo's proposals to toughen teacher evaluations and tie increased school aid to expanding charter schools, though, to be tough areas of the budget to negotiate. But he says he'll be meeting with the rest of the Democrats in the coming days to better define their positions. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.